Well, Capistrano Unified School District Board of Education, December 8th, 2008 meeting. Welcome. We are having our swearing in of our new officers, our new trustees, oath of office. Let us say the Pledge of Allegiance. Mr. Carter, would you lead us in the pledge?
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise.
Join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. The first trustee to be sworn in will be Mike Winston. Mr. Beal, are you here? Mr. Beal will be swearing him in, providing the oath of office.
For me, Antonio. Okay, real life USD student gets to hold the mic.
Please raise your right hand. Repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Mike Winston.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
To the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California.
That I will bear true allegiance to the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of California.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully.
That I will well and faithfully.
Discharge the duties upon which I am about to enter.
Discharge the duties upon which I am about to enter.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
The next trustee to be sworn in will be Mr. Jack Brick, and Trustee Christensen will be administering the oath of office.
Okay, Jack, here you go.
Thank you.
You would repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Jack Brick.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
I will support, defend the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
Against all enemies.
Against all enemies.
Foreign and domestic.
Foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
I will bear true faith and
allegiance.
And allegiance.
To the Constitution of the United States.
To the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
That I take this obligation freely.
I take this freely.
Without any mental reservation.
Without any mental reservation.
Or purpose of evasion.
Or purpose of evasion.
And that I will and faithfully discharge.
I will discharge.
Okay. The duties upon which I'm about to.
The duties upon which I'm about to take.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
And Sue Palazzo and Ken Maddox, next, together.
I
I, Kim Haslam.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend.
That I will support and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the State of California.
And the State of California.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance.
To the Constitution of the United States.
To the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
And the Constitution of the State of California.
That I take this obligation freely.
I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation.
Without any mental reservation.
Or purpose of evasion.
Or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully.
That I will well and faithfully.
Discharge the duties upon which I am about to enter.
Discharge the duties upon which I am about to enter.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations and welcome to our new trustees. At this time, before we adjourn to closed session, we have four speakers who would like to just say a word or two, hopefully. Number one, Michelle Russell, followed by Jennifer Beal.
Hello, President Anastasio and trustees and Superintendent Carter. My name is Michelle Russell. I just wanted to take a moment to congratulate the new trustees, Sue Palazzo, Mike Winston, Ken Maddox, and Jack Brick, and to remind you that with great power comes great responsibility, and in this case, the reform agenda. Please, after 5 years of hard work on recalls at election, the people made it clear that by positive change, and that is what people needed. This is your opportunity, with a clear majority, to finally effectuate positive change. I was proud to have fought for you these past 5 years that led to the amazing moment. I implore you not to waste the momentum you now have. You are the leaders of this school district and you represent the people. We want to hear your voices loud and clear on the dais with forthcoming change. Please start today and do not delay. You have an opportunity to achieve a memorable legacy of achievement by faithfully advocating the reform mandate for our parents and children. In doing so, distinguish yourself from those who preceded you. This is your time to make history in this school district. Seize the day. Thank you.
Thank you. Jennifer Beal, followed by Tom Russell.
I'm Jennifer Beal, and I'm not sure I'm going to be able to wipe the smile off my face tonight. This has been a long time coming, and I'm just proud to know all of you and call all of you a friend. I thank you so much for standing up there, taking the oath of office, and doing the right thing by the students of Capistrano Unified. I am going to always remember the road that we took to get here, and I hope you do too. I spent a lot of hours in front of stores collecting signatures, walking neighborhoods, and talking to the people and the constituents. I'm not at all surprised about the election outcome. I heard the people for years, and I knew what they wanted, and now you have the opportunity to bring the change, and I'm proud that you will have that opportunity. But I want to remind you of the few people that we met along the way, and I hope when you are faced with hard decisions that you remember those people that really needed change and hope again in their school district, and that where you're making those decisions that you remember why you're here and who put you there. And when I say who put you there, I mean the constituents of Capistrano Unified. Not one person, like's been said, or one group. That's not who put you there. It's all the constituents. And they did it with a overwhelming victory, again, the third time in a row, three elections in a row, with huge numbers of promoting change and reform. So I thank you all for taking this opportunity to let me speak, and I thank you for doing the job that's going to be in front of you in the next few months, and know that we support you and appreciate your efforts. Thank you.
Tom Russell, followed by Tony Beal.
Thank you. Tom Russell, the spokesperson for the COSD Recall Committee. I want to congratulate each one of you, the new trustees. Wow, what a difference 5 years makes. Who could have imagined that all 7 board seats would be replaced with reformed trustees? This is a momentous occasion, and we at the CUSD Recall Committee can finally declare victory and the beginning of a new era for positive reforms at CUSD. You ran on a platform of academic excellence, first-rate classrooms, smaller classrooms. Every parent has a reasonable expectation of safe and sanitary classrooms for his children. Every child has a reasonable expectation of having his own desk and adequate classroom supplies. But due to years of wrong priorities and fiscal mismanagement by those who preceded you, even these basics are not being met. CUSD is a great school district, but it has labored under an administration that has often been either corrupt or incompetent, and despite tired old mantras, kids have taken a back seat repeatedly. Many positive reforms are necessary to correct the bad priorities and decisions to assure that kids first is no longer an empty mantra, that the children's interests truly rank above those of the administration, the union, and other entrenched special interests. That's what kids first should mean. It's now time for honesty and action. Please fight against those who are calling for larger class sizes in response to budget cuts, which was substantially caused by the fiscal mismanagement of the past. Demand prompt completion of the district-wide facilities needs analysis and the forensic audit of San Juan Hills High School so that the next millions are spent by this district in accordance with a master plan, unlike the hundreds of millions spent by your predecessors without one already. You ran on a platform to restore honesty, integrity, and accountability, and to end the culture of corruption at CUSD. Please don't succumb to the bullying or other forms of intimidation from staff, union leaders, or other special interests, which often are not consistent with the best interests of your constituents or the children. You're the bosses, and the people expect you to represent them as reform leaders who will set the agenda rather than reacting to someone else's agenda. Please don't compromise your reform principles in response to gentle persuasion, empty promises, really good rubber chicken lunches, sacred cows, or intimidation by staff or any special interests. Please don't compromise your reform principles on the altar of collaboration. The people elected all of you in overwhelming numbers, 3 times. They have spoken loud and clear, and they are expecting positive changes. They have done their part, and we at the Recall Committee have done ours. Now it's up to you to do the right thing by overcoming or removing any further obstacles to reform. You have bravely accepted this noble challenge, and we're behind you 100%. Congratulations to you all.
Thank you. Councilman Beal? Mr. Beal, do you still have that oath of office sheet?
I do.
Perhaps you could return it to us when you're finished with your speech?
I could do that.
Thank you.
Good evening. Parents and taxpayers in CUSD and all across America, they want to believe and they want to trust that their children and their educations are being properly taken care of by their school district leaders. Over the past 5 years, that belief and that trust has been shattered. The people have now spoken clearly and unmistakably for the 3rd election in a row, and they have given you a clear mandate for positive change and reform in Capital Unified. The old guard did not go quietly. They fought to the bitter end to retain their stranglehold on the people of Capital Unified and upon our school district's massive annual budget. Unbelievably, even after years of scandals, admissions of illegal and unethical acts, grand jury investigations and indictments, the leadership of the employee unions here spent huge amounts of money, $100,000, in a failed effort to preserve the last vestiges of the corrupt status quo. Sadly, some continue to misinform the public about the state of our school district, about each of you, and about those
who have fought so long and so hard to restore honesty, integrity, and accountability to this school district. These entrenched special interests simply don't want the people to know the truth. Our public school system is broken and literally on the verge of bankruptcy. But tonight, the CUSD Recall Committee, and indeed the people of South Orange County, we celebrate a great victory, your victory. Congratulations to each of you on this board. A board made up of 7 extremely talented professionals dedicated to restoring honesty, integrity, and accountability to Capital Unified. The people have done their jobs, and they've elected you for the purpose of changing the direction of this school district. Now it's up to you to restore the people's trust in this school district, for you to exert bold leadership as promised, and time to implement positive, meaningful reform. With the removal of the old guard, one battle is over, but don't let anybody misunderstand. The fight is far from over. Many who directly profit from CUSD's $1 million annual budget are continuing their efforts to frustrate and roll back the reforms you are striving so hard to implement. If they succeed in maintaining the status quo, the consequences to our school district and the 50,000 students here, it's dire. But if you succeed in carrying out the voters' mandate for positive reform, our school district will indeed become the very best in California. The people of South Orange County and all across America are pulling for you, and we'll be watching carefully. Congratulations on your impressive election victories, and best wishes for tremendous success.
Thank you. At this time, we're adjourned to closed session. Thank you.